after the second one as well?
Well, I was trying to get 3-1. I almost got there. I thought I was in, but I guess not. But, yeah, so like I said, it just felt really good.
On a night where so much was going on, the Ring of Honor, the new veneer, Coach Snyder in the Hall of Fame, how much of a significance was it to win like this when everything else was going on?
I think it was good. To have Jordy and all them back, that was really special. And they came and talked to us last night before the game. In our team meeting, so that was really cool. And so to do that for them and to them, or for them to get inducted, it was a special night.
What was your first thought when you knew you were going to get the football?
My first thought was I better not fumble, because shoot, that's the one thing my dad tells us not to do, fumble the ball. So I was like, yeah, I can't fumble, especially on the goal line. So I was just holding on tight.
A lot of butterflies going in that, you know, growing up around the program and then finally getting to step on the field and get to play for the first time.
Yeah, this is probably the most nervous I have been for anything in my life. Talking to Glenn before the game, he was laughing at me because I was so nervous. But once the first kickoff return, once I got my first block, I was like, I settled down and just let the game come to me. So.
A lot of 2 fullback sets with Glenn in there. Is that comforting to kind of have him out there with you when you're making your debut?
Yeah, definitely. Because when I'm like trying to ID who I'm going to, he's always there to help me. And he's such a vet. He's such a veteran. You know, he's been starting for I think 3 years now, so he always helps me out.
Not a lot of carries for fullbacks, maybe in the last 6-7 years. Tonight, you guys both had a fair amount. What do you attribute that to?
Well, we've just been doing a lot of it in practice, so I knew we'd probably see it tonight. But I just think that it was working, so we kept going with it.